Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood. Bear Bonanza!
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out.
Hey, welcome in, Cap J Hood. Ready to go here. 5 a.m. on a chilly morning in Chicago. Pour a cup of coffee and let's have some fun and let's talk about the dawning of a new era for the Chicago Bears. Hoodie, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Morning to you, sir. And yes, the polls era has begun for the Chicago Bears. I'm happy to see that the Bears were able to get their man in Ryan Poles. Many have said it's a solid hire. And I will tell you this morning at 5:01, I have no idea. But we know that the draft and free agency and the autonomy are factors on whether or not this will work. Mm-hmm. Whoever's going to be in this chair, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Why we start with autonomy. We'll go backwards, right? Autonomy. Mm-hmm. So we have to know that this is not a George and Ted production in which, you know, they are going to stick their beak into this situation. Yes, they're part of the Bears, but ultimately, if the GM has the swing, has the stroke in that organization, then let him be able to generally manage the team. And then from there, the draft and free agency. There are a number of holes, and we have to be able to really look at this team this morning, Cap, and try to figure out what are the big issues that Poles has to be able to address. The draft and free agency, to be able to hit on the draft a lot more than Ryan Pace did at the top of the draft, is very important and very essential for the future of this football team.
Right. Ryan had some very good hits rounds 4, 5, 6. You can't miss on 3 top 10 picks out of 4. You can't. Mitch Trubisky didn't hit. Kevin White didn't hit. Leonard Floyd didn't get to a second contract. Good football player, but for whatever reason, it didn't work the way they wanted it to work here, whether that's how they used him, whatever the case may be. He's playing well for the Rams. So those are 3 big misses. The new guy that comes in told the Bears, I'll take the job. He was the final two in Minnesota, thought to be the presumptive favorite that if he got on the plane and flew there today, that he would have gotten that job. And so the Bears didn't let him out of the building. He was final two in New York for the Giants job. Then went to Joe Shane. He was final four last year with the Carolina Panthers. So he was going to get one. His rep from every call I've made, the guy's outstanding. Outstanding. That said, he told George, Ted, the committee, I'll take the job. You get no say in who the head coach is. I'm making the hire, or I can go somewhere else. And they said, you got it. It's yours. So let's see what he does. He interviewed Jim Caldwell yesterday. They canceled the Dennis Allen interview. He's expected to get the New Orleans job. We'll see if that happens. That now open with Sean Payton gone. And Sean's not coming here, and we'll tell you why in a little bit. And Dan Quinn, I've learned, will be there today. He was not there yesterday. There were reports that he was going to interview yesterday. He will be at Halas Hall today. And if they want him, they can't let him out of the building because he's a finalist in Denver. The Dallas situation still isn't crystal clear if Mike McCarthy's back. So if you want Dan Quinn, that's who I'd hire. You got to get that done today.
So I talked to some people in Kansas City yesterday regarding Ryan Poles late last night and just trying to get some context on what he is. We know that his title was Chiefs Executive Director of Player Personnel. Now, again, if you're a Bears fan, you're saying, well, who's Ryan Poles? Well, here's a guy here that was part of the process and part of the machine with the Kansas City Chiefs to make things go. And everything that we continue to hear about Ryan Poles is that eventually he was going to get a job as general manager, Bears or whomever, right? And you think about all these names that that George and Ted and the committee talked to, the likes of Omar Khan, the Steelers vice president of football and business administration, the Morocco Browns, the Reggie McKenzie's, the Ed Dodds, the Monty Austin Forts. It's a lot of names here. I just want to make sure it's clear that I will give Georgia benefit of the doubt of trying to shop at the top shelf, trying to find good organizations and good football people to try to run this team. Because I know that we're frustrated as Bears fans, and I'm sure that George and Ted have a level of frustration as well, that they have to sit in front of the media every 3+ years to try to explain this thing, right? And so it's about patience, and it's about trying to get the new era of the Bears started. You know, I've been, you know, tongue-in-cheek talking about how the Bears probably won't have this head coach when they are able to open up the new stadium. Well, the hope is that I'm wrong about that. My hope is that whoever that Poles chooses as his head coach, and Poles also can move forward for the next decade, and hopefully they will be able to have success with this Bears team. The way I measure success, we've talked about it a lot. Yeah, the Super Bowl is the number one thing, but also sustained success cap is correct. Also very important as well.
Correct.
Get in the mix every year. With the added wild card, there's no excuses in the NFC where you cannot at least be a playoff team and get in the dance. To be under that tells me that you're not drafting well, you're not getting quality free agents, and you don't have support around Justin Fields. Those things have to be able to be taken care of here for the next decade with Fields.
Here's Field Yates from ESPN. He got to know Ryan Poles because they were both hired at the same time, way back in 2009 in Kansas City.
We were, they call either a scouting assist or an in-house scout. I think in-house scout was what made you sound a little bit cooler if you were trying to meet a girl for the first time back when you were fresh out of college. But you know, that job was not for, I mean, it was not for the glory. It was for the experience. And it's some of the most menial tasks you'll ever do, right? Things from, you know, you are scouting players and you're writing up reports, and that's on the top end of the scale, and going to practice every day and going to pro days and things like that. And there are days where, you know, somebody calls you a little bit further up the ladder and says, I need a chicken Caesar salad wrap delivered in 20 minutes. You're doing that, right? Or, hey, we're doing our pre-draft visit, and the first draft that Ryan and I were together was the year that we ended up taking Eric Berry. So, hey, you, and that draft also included the likes of Ndamukong Suh and Gerald McCoy and JPP. So it's like you're going to pick up a guy from the airport. That's your job. And, by the way, you're picking him up at midnight. And you got to pick him up again at 5 a.m. the next morning to go to the doctor. So, anyways, it's not like him and I were together when he was on the doorstep of being a GM. Because at that point, it's easy to kind of know that somebody has what it takes to eventually be hired as a general manager. But I'm here to tell you, and this is, again, not me trying to sensationalize what just took place for the Bears. But early on, it was so clear to me that Ryan had such a special quality about him, a lot of special qualities about him.
So that's our guy, Field Yates, and that how it stood out to him, the special qualities. And I knew this dude was going to be a GM, he said. So if they truly did land on the top guy, now you got to let him do his job. Obviously, he's going to make the coaching selection. He has to be all in on Justin Fields, I would think, or they would not have brought him here. No chance. Right?
Yeah. Well, I look at it like this. Like, when it comes to Justin Fields, you're going to give him as much rope as possible, right? Because you have no other real backup plan. You speculated that there could be a possibility that Nick Foles will be the backup, because you'd be hard-pressed to find a better backup in the league than Nick Foles as a veteran.
The one thing I would push back on with that...
That's what you said.
No, correct. Yeah. The one thing I would push back, you've already got him under contract. Mm-hmm. You need as much cap room as you can to fix this thing. The problem is, like, I look at Baltimore. Lamar Jackson goes down. They got Lamar Light, Tyler Huntley. He's not as good as Lamar. Same style player. Freewheeling, make plays with his legs. Well, that isn't what Nick does. That isn't what Andy Dalton, who's a free agent, that's not what he does. So does he say, look, I'm not going to eat the money on Nick Foles to go get a quarterback in here who plays like Justin? Mm-hmm. Do I just play Nick for one more year because I got him for one more year? That's the like one of the big questions. I love that. What's your philosophy on having a backup who runs the same system, or, oh God, Justin's out with an injury, I got to tailor everything now to a much more stand-in-the-pocket type guy?
David Kaplan, first report, Dwayne Haskins coming to the Chicago Bears as a backup to Justin Fields.
No shot. Dwayne
Haskins. Again, we will keep our eyes on that story as it moves forward.
No, but actually, I'm first to report Lamar Jackson's coming here as the back.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They just signed him.
Yeah.
Well, that's the defensive back. Different guy.
Not that brother. No, different brother. Same name.
Yeah.
Different mama. I would just tell you, man, that is, it's going to be interesting to see the choices that Ryan Poles has to make. And we talk about the head coach. If the Bears hire someone right away as head coach from the McCaskey and Polian list, I would find that somewhat suspect right away. Because the same candidates that's out there, like it's a Dan Quinn, for instance, or if some of these other names that are out there, I would like to know if Poles has his own list. When he opens up his desk drawer, does he have his own list of guys that are away from the McCaskey list, those that have talked to McCaskey in the committee? I'd like to know if Poles has someone else in mind besides that, because if it happens, say, for instance, the Bears hire a head coach this week, and it's the same names that we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, I'd say, oh, is that your hire? Or is that George's hire?
What if he said during the interview process on his first Zoom, I'm all in on whoever that is, Dan Quinn. That's who I'd hire. Dan Quinn. All right, we are going to interview him. You keep doing what you do. We're going to go through this process on this end. And then Ryan says, okay, I'm ready to come in for my second interview. Coach Quinn intrigues me. Definitely keep him on the list. Coach Caldwell, you guys like, I'll be glad to talk to him. And then I've got whoever else on his list. But I keep hearing he has a relationship with Dan Quinn.
I would like to see the Poles list. I just don't want another Ryan Pace, John Fox scenario. You can't tell me, well, that's not going to happen, because you don't know that. Until we see and hear from Poles himself and then do the digging to find out who's his guy, who does he really like, that's something that's still up in the air for me. So we'll see about that. But we just knew at the time of young GM, veteran head coach, that it was an odd fit, right? John Fox came in here for his last gasp, I think, as a head coach. It felt like Pinella. It felt like Oliver Pinnell at the end.
Correct.
That's what it felt like.
Correct.
And so I'm just concerned of if Poles has his own list. That's because from what I understand from last night and over the last, few days, that Poles will have his choice of head coach. I just don't want it to be just some picking of George says, well, I talked to this guy and I think that this guy could be good. And Poles saying, okay, I want Poles to be able to get his guy. Captain's very important, right? This is a very important hire.
Correct.
But it's got to be in Poles' vision. Not necessarily George's.
Yeah, what I was told yesterday is 100% he told them, I'll take the job. It's my call on who the head coach is. Might be one of those three dudes. It might also be Jonathan Hood. And if that's who I choose, it's my call. And they said, done. And it's in his contract that he signed it last night. The Bears put out a picture, him signing the deal. In his deal, he chooses.
Okay.
So, 312-332-3776. You excited about the future, Bears fans? You just shopped, as Hoodie called it, at the top shelf. You got one of the top candidates out there. But eerily, he has almost an identical resume at the time he's hired to another guy with the initials RP, the former GM. So, do you believe this guy can lead the Bears to a Super Bowl? We're here to let your voice be heard. 312-332-3776.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Bear Bonanza.
Oh, God.
All right, let's go. Come on, wake up. I know it's chilly out there. We're hardy. We're Chicagoans. Let's go. It's not that freaking cold. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go, man.
Yeah, the old truck wasn't sure if he wanted to turn over this morning. Wasn't sure.
You're sure.
Greatest thing in the world's remote starter. Oh, the best.
Yeah. I do that all the time. I go out there and remote start it myself. Get in the car and turn it over. That's how that works.
You need a new ride, man.
Oh, I'm good on the south side. That's how we do it. We get in the car and we turn it on.
I would literally turn the shower water on, hit start on the car, runs 10 minutes, I got out, hit it again. Bam!
Nothing like living in luxury. I'm not there yet. Probably never will be. Yeah, real men. But if you're looking for, by the way, KJM.
Because you say it with conviction does not mean
that's
the way to go.
Absolutely. When I say it, people believe it when I say it. They're like, you know what, honey? I'm with you. Bam!
Yeah. If I took them down to Apt and got them a brand new remote start, they'd be like, this is awesome.
Yeah, some people would want to go there.
Get it done.
And some are like, is there one in South Shore I can go to so I have to burn a whole tank of gas to get there? No shot. If you're looking for KJM, that'll be on the ESPN app, by the way, for those listening, because usually that is usually the time slot between 5 and 7 before we come on. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for the guys, they're on the ESPN app. But today is a special day because it's a Bears Bonanza, and it feels new. It feels fresh this morning, Cap.
Right. It's a new era. It is now the Ryan Poles Show, and it's in his deal. He gets to choose the coach. He chooses the roster, the whole thing. 312-332-3776. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Ray in Oak Lawn. We're going south. Hey, Ray.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hoodie, I'm with you, too. I am my remote starter. I don't have one either.
It's just...
You're lost, man.
No. I mean, just... It's about taking personal responsibility. That's the way the old man did it. You just go in the car, turn over, bam. Ready to go.
All right. So... I don't believe it. I feel like we've heard this before where, you know, the GM gets his guy, he gets this, he gets that, he gets all. It just, to me, it's pathetic that we have to hear this over and over, that the guy that we hire is going to be able to do his job without anybody else telling him what they want. Like, what's the point of having the GM? I'm tired of the same old BS. And one other thing real quick, too. The whole thing about George, I'm a fan. No, you're not. You're a businessman. You're not a fan. Because every fan in the city of Chicago knows what this organization needs. They know we have no receivers, no offensive line. Backup quarterback sucks. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. So I'm so sick of George and his crap. Saying, I'm a fan. This is our guy. You know, Ryan was a football guy. What happened to that? Like, they're just, it's such a pathetic franchise to be the what do they call that? The
charter franchise. Yeah, but let me ask you something, Ray. You're a diehard, right?
I am.
Okay, so you were infected just like the rest of us with our love for our teams.
I am, but it's the same old poo show.
Nothing like a good old poo show.
I mean, dude, how many touchdowns they score in the AFC divisional round on Sunday night? Like, we can't get that in four quarters, and they got that in 30 seconds. I'm so tired of it. I want to be freaking good. I want to be relevant. We're so irrelevant.
I love your passion, Ray.
It's pathetic.
Yes.
And you know what? Honestly, it's not even that it's passion. It's more lethargic. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm just at that point,
Ray,
where it's just like, come on.
Ray, new era, man. Let's all be positive. New era.
Heard that before. I'm trying to be, but I don't know.
All right, have a great day, okay?
All right, Ray, thank you.
All right, see you, man.
I love that passion. He cares, man. He cares.
Look at this. Phone line's already hopping.
It's all you.
That's it. Look what you've done. Huh? Let's go to Rich on the south side. Hey, Rich.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're good, man. What's going on?
It's awesome. All right, so before I get started, I just want to let you guys know I'm nice and warm. You want to know why? Because I got my car hard on.
That's right. Because that's for real men. Zero. You put on your Carhartt and you're warm.
It was hilarious the other day. Anyway, before I get going, I just wanted to say, you know, I hate the McCaskey's leadership. I hate the decisions that they've made, the people that they've hired. And I agree with all the diehards out there. I really do. But yesterday really bugged me because everyone was focused on George at the airport. And I was bewildered by it. Why are we focusing on that? Why was that even a story? Because to me, I thought that was actually pretty damn cool. What other owner would do that. Most owners would think that's beneath them. I don't even know why that was a story yesterday. I thought there was way too much focus on that. Don't get me wrong. The guy's a weirdo. He's not a good leader.
Wait a minute.
I don't know if he's weird.
I don't know if he's a weirdo,
he's just not
Rich.
A successful owner.
Yeah. And of course, we did it in a satirical way. I don't know where everybody else did it, but Cap and I are making fun of it because it's just it's funny, right? It's just the vision of the owner going inside the airport and being able to pick up his guy. You know, usually that's a limo waiting or there's a jet that's involved, but it's just the visual of him just walking through the airport. It's just like a regular guy. It just seems strange, right? But not in a bad way. It's just funny.
I get it. And if you guys don't mind, I got a couple questions. I'll be real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
All right, so Hoodie, you're always saying if these guys will be in Arlington or whatnot, and I know we don't know much about Poles, but your first reaction, will Poles be here when the Bulls are in Arlington?
Yeah. When the Bears are in Arlington, yes, absolutely. I believe he'll have two coaches. If this hire does not work, he'll have a second coach.
It's a complete blank show like what happened with Emery. But I don't think it will.
I don't think it will because he doesn't have the mini pro glasses. Go ahead,
Rich. Next question. Did you guys hear yesterday that the guy from Pittsburgh may still be an option for the Bears as like the head honcho, the president?
Yes, Omar Khan. So Omar Khan does not just work on the football side. He also does business stuff for the Steelers. He has a relationship with Ted Phillips through the league. And if Ted is truly going to turn his attention to the stadium project and then be done after 2023, as some people, including Jeff Hughes at Da Bears blog, has intimated, if that's accurate, yes, Omar Khan could be in play to come here and run business operations.
Awesome. And I just got one more question for you guys. I'm going to hang up and listen. According to you guys, rank the three head coach candidates that we got so far that everyone's talking about. Thank you, guys. Stay warm out there. And you guys are awesome, man. I listen to you every single day.
Appreciate you, Rich. Have a great day. For me, it's Dan Quinn.
Got to stop falling in love, man. There's always got to be options.
Of the three, Matt Eberflus would probably be number two on my list of those three.
Yeah.
Could I bring Jim Caldwell in as quarterback coach, assistant head coach, which he was going to do in Miami for Brian Flores before Jim had gotten sick back in 19? It's going to take a couple years to retool or whatever you want to call this. And he's 67. I'm not trying to be an ageist. Believe me, I'm not. I just wonder that when Justin gets to 26, 27, 28, is Jim still going to be here doing this or want to do this in his 70s? That's my question. You told me he had a team ready to win with a quarterback that, hey, man, he just needs a steady hand. We're going. Different. It's going to take a little time.
Well, for me, it's names like Byron Leftwich. His name's like Brian Daboll, who I'm not necessarily a big fan of, but I understand that he is qualified to be the head coach. And it would be Dan Quinn also on my list as well. Doug Peterson on the outside looking in because of his experience. But, I mean, to me, those are my top three or four. Leslie Frazier or Matt Eberflus are not necessarily on my list. Nathaniel Hackett, not necessarily on my list as well. But those are the names that I'm looking at here. I'm not falling in love with any of these candidates. What I'm saying is that there are some that could be a fit. I just need someone that could be a fit for Justin Fields. That's the most important player on the football team for me, whether the person is offensive or defensive. You could hire Todd Bowles today, that's fine. But if he has an offensive game plan and a guy that can be able to help Fields, that's the most important thing to me.
Daboll was in New York yesterday, toured the facility, met with the owners, obviously knows the GM, Joe Shane, because they're both coming from Buffalo, and is expected to be the choice in New York. So that would cross him off the Bears list. And they did Zoom with him, but they have not brought him in. So I don't think he's going to be in play. We'll see. Does not sound like Brian Flores is going to be in play with the Bears, but we'll see.
Or anyone.
And who was the other name you mentioned? You mentioned one other. Not Doug Peterson.
Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles has met with the Bears. You mentioned one more name.
Matt Eberflus is on the list.
Matt Eberflus. Somebody outside the three.
Doug Peterson's on the list.
Yeah, there was one more.
Brian
Daboll, you mentioned.
Yep.
There was another. Anyway, that's where these things are headed. Byron Leftwich, you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Leftwich, it sounds like, is the front runner in Jacksonville. But we'll find out. He was there again this week. 312-332-3776. Go to Austin. He's next. Hey, Austin, what's up, Sparkles?
Morning, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, Austin, good morning.
Great day. Great day. I'd like to hire. I just want to say that. And I agree with the three coaches that you guys are saying. Leftwich is probably the one that kind of I would run away from the most. And Quinn is probably the top of the list. But I would also like to say that I think Hoodie, you might be wrong on this one. I think if they hire Quinn, he's going to make it to Arlington. I think he'll make it to Arlington just because he's not, and he's in that middle tier, not being too young and not being too old to, I'm not being ageist, but not being too old to make it and be able to connect with Justin Fields, because that's, like you said, the most important part. Justin Fields is the future, and we got to have a quarterback coach or a coach that will work with him on that point. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Austin.
The way things move so slowly in this state, man, we could be talking about 2029. I could be right.
Correct.
Or it could be actually like 3 or 4 years. At least that's the hope, right? I am ready to keep my coat in the car and be able to walk into a stadium with a dome on it. Cap, here we go, buddy. Where are we going? Going to the Bears game. Hey, man, what do you got that heavy coat on? Keep the puffy coat in the car. Let's go, man. Do a little gambling. Let's get a little food. Bam! Sit down and enjoy the Bears game.
And by that point, Danny, Hoodie will be living in Glenview with an attached garage.
Yeah.
He'll have a remote starter. He'll open the garage door so the fumes don't get to Peacock.
It's not happening.
And bam, here we go.
Yeah, that's not happening. You never take into account where I live, too. You never take that into account. Just get a remote starter. Yeah, you live on the south side with a remote starter. See if your car's still there.
You can't drive it away.
You guys are just so oblivious and just so daft. You don't know what people on the south side can do. They'll find a way to get it.
While we're talking about great things like remote start, I'm borrowing my mom's car. She's got a heated steering wheel. Oh, my God, there's nothing better. You don't need gloves. The steering wheel is warm.
It's the greatest.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have those perks. We don't have that out there where I live. We don't have those perks.
They don't allow them?
I don't think that we just live that way. I mean, hey, have you seen my keys? Still has GM on the side.
Wow.
when you turn the key?
Hi, are you the new neighbors? Yes, I'm Michelle Hood. This is my husband, Jonathan.
Hello. Oh,
welcome to Glenview.
Yeah.
I found you the perfect house, too. It's a stone's throw from the Zetterman residence.
Yeah, I'm sure. There'll be a lot of stones thrown my way if I move that neighborhood.
Oh, stop it. Don't you dare besmirch Glenview.
My God. Honey, do you smell that? Yeah. What's going on out there? You smell fire? Fire! Stop, drop, and roll out of the neighborhood.
Are you excited about the future, Bears fans?
Fire!
Do you believe new GM Ryan Poles can and will lead our Bears to the Super Bowl?
Fire.
We want your voice to be heard. Phone lines are hopping. We have a couple lines open. 312-332-3776.
Smoke?
He must be a former Bear. 312-332-3776. Be right back.
Definitely light it on fire.
Captain J-Hood. J-Hood.
Is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. Bear Bonanza.
Our Bears Bonanza rolls on. It's Cap J. Hood on till 9 today. And then you will have Carmen Yerk, 9 to 1. Waddle and Sylvie, 1 to 5:15. And then we have Northwestern basketball. So we're talking Bears all day long. As we have a new GM, could have a new head coach as quickly as today. They will move, we think, fairly rapidly. Dan Quinn, I've confirmed, will be in the building this morning. And then they are going to talk to, at least scheduled to talk to Matt Eberflus from Indy. They did cancel their interview on Zoom with Dennis Allen, who is the leading candidate, Hoodie, to get Sean Payton's gig in New Orleans. Let's go back to the phones, though. Bob is, I think, still out from last night. Hey, Bob, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I've been up since 7 o'clock, and I started drinking around 4.
Uh-huh.
And I had broccoli, and I ate caps, all good foods.
What have you been drinking, Bob?
What's the most important thing, though?
Bob.
The GM, Bob, or the coach?
Bob, what have you been drinking today?
Tito's.
Oh, Tito's and broccoli. That sounds healthy.
Yeah. Tito's and cranberry, and then I went to Tito's and lemonade.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm back to Tito's and cranberry.
I see. So you're diversifying. You're still Tito's, but there's a combination of Tito's. Whatever it is, it has Tito's in it, huh?
It's got Tito's, and I did a couple just on the rocks just because I felt like it.
You mentioned Tito's and broccoli. Is that all you've had to eat today? Maybe that's why you sound like that.
No, I had a ribeye with mushrooms and onions.
Uh-huh.
And I did some oven brown potatoes.
Oh, that sounds good.
Wow, sounds like you're having quite the night, man.
Well, I was a chef, so, I still know how to cook.
Oh, I see. All right, so you say you were a chef. You're not a chef anymore, Bob?
No, I'm retired now.
Oh, I see.
So you're just enjoying the good life. Bottle of Tito's, bag of broccoli. Let's go!
Yeah, and it's a handle of Tito's.
Oh.
So will you have the handle finished by end of day?
I don't screw around here.
Oh, I understand. Yes, I understand.
Can we finish the handle by end of day today?
No, I ain't going to do that. I mean, I won't wake up till Thursday.
Well, you know what? You're retired. You deserve that. If you don't want to wake up until Thursday, that's all right, Bob.
So I had a restaurant for 25 years, and I sold it during the COVID pandemic and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I moved to Texas.
Uh-huh.
And it's not, you carry a gun wherever you want. You don't have to wear a mask. I mean, it's great.
Well, that sounds like good living. A gun and no mask, huh?
Yeah.
You're Chicago and then moved to Texas.
I know. I'm at home now.
So do we have like a shoulder holster, a sidearm? Is it concealed? How do we carry?
All of above.
All of the above.
That's not what he didn't use. The he just all above.
Yeah. All above. Hey, Bob, have a great day, man. Okay.
I want to know more about Bob.
Wait. Didn't answer my question. Oh, tell me, have a great day.
Tell us your question.
What's the most important thing, the GM or the coach?
Well, I would say that, it's the head coach that can be able to work with Justin Fields, Bob. I mean, wouldn't you agree with me?
No, I know that, but you guys are praising this GM. So who's going to be the guy?
I think they're going to hire Dan Quinn from the Dallas Cowboys, but we'll see.
All right. I love seeing you on TV, Cap. You were the best.
You're the man, okay? Have a great day. Just relax and enjoy your retirement.
I am enjoying it.
Okay, well, don't get hot. All right. Enjoy. All right. Well,
God bless you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Let's tip a Tito's one day.
I have a talk in the morning to listen to you guys.
Okay. Well, good night, Bob.
Have a great day, okay?
Let's tuck you in. Good night, Bob.
Let's have a Tito's and cranberry one day, all right?
I'm having it right now.
Oh, what? Well, right. Well, it sounds like it.
That's morning camp.
All right, have a good day, man.
All right, night, night.
Night, guys.
Night. We just tucked Bob in the bed at 5:42.
But didn't he say at the start that he'd been drinking since 4?
That's correct.
Well, it's only 5:42. That's...
No, I think he meant in the afternoon.
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
He went up all night.
Got it.
Waiting for us to come on at 5.
He's the man.
So now,
love you, Bob.
He's been drinking all night and waiting for us to come on. And now we tucked him in the bed.
I got to tell you, ribeye, broccoli, some oven baked potatoes, and Tito's. It sounds like he had a great night.
It does.
A handle of Tito's.
You going to finish that handle? No, because I wouldn't wake up till Thursday.
I'm not gonna do the whole thing. So all above, I'm all above.
And now Andy's going to put you in jail and let you sleep it off until the next day.
Otis.
Yes. That's who just called.
Bob, don't be a stranger, man. You're the man.
For a guy that has been drinking for 13 hours, I got to be honest, he sounded rather well. Like, I would not be able to speak that clearly.
Pretty lucid.
Yeah.
He did.
You answered my question. You'd be having a great day. Answer my question. Damn it. Who's the most important guy? Did you ever get a coach?
Nate out of the Edens. Nate!
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Gunslinger Bob, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, he's a Texan now, man. No mask and open carry. How about that?
That's it.
Hey, I'm from Indiana. I know a little bit about that.
Yep.
Which one? The no mask or the open and carry.
Concealed carry.
Oh, gosh. And Hood, man, you threw Cap under the bus, bro. Real men go out and start their cars. Oh, my gosh, Cap, I feel for you, man.
Hey, you know what? All I know is when I got my car, it was nice and toasty. Heat was seated up.
I don't know what Hood's talking about.
The seat was heated up.
I got a GM Canyon 2004 remote start.
It's the best.
We live in different areas, Nate, as you well know.
Come on. Gary, Indiana, brother.
Who, you? Stop it.
Born and raised.
Born and raised. Where are you now?
Lake Forest.
Don't be throwing it out there, Tommy Dreesen. Hey, I'm from Markham. You know, I live in Markham. You know, I'm in Markham. You were born there, right? Where do you live now? Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. Beverly Hills. What's your thought on the hire?
So I like Poles, but I was really wanting to get the Steelers guy. But, I mean, Poles is great. I'm just really concerned that they're going to ruin my guy, Justin Fields. I'm a huge Ohio State fan. That they're just going to ruin him like they do every other person. So we really, I mean, I don't know. Quinn, I guess he's okay. He got blown out by Tom Brady. He just, you know, he's a great defensive coordinator. But, come on, we need a guy for Justin Fields.
That means he needs to bring in the right offensive coordinator. Nate, have a good day, man. Appreciate you calling. The right OC, if that's Mike Kafka, Kevin O'Connell, those are names they're looking at. You get one of those dudes to come in here, let's go. Game on.
Well,
here's the offense. You're in charge.
You can understand why a Bears fan is pessimistic. Look at all I can look at is a one-loss record. Never mind that the Bears are the most winningest franchise. What have you done for me lately? That's what the typical Bear fan is telling us every mm-hmm. morning, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. The Bears have a lot to prove.
They do.
To be a perennial winning team.
Correct. They went and got one of the top candidates out there. It didn't work 7 years ago. Let's hope it works this time.
That's the hope.
All right, 312-332-3776. This is your chance to have your voice heard. And trust me, they listen up at Halas Hall. That is a fact. 312-332-3776. More your calls next.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Hi there, and welcome to Letters with George. I'm owner George, and Polian and Soup are football czars. And, well, you've caught me in the truck. Ah, what a wonderful day for the new Chicago Bears. Well, I understand the press caught me picking up Ryan Poles from the airport. Well, that's because I have a real sense of community, and I've picked up an Uber job on the side.
It's my way of being able to listen to what the Chicago Bear fan really wants. So we spend time and I drive them to and fro, wherever they need to go, to talk about the new Chicago Bears. Well, that's how I find out that Ryan and Matt shouldn't be our football guys. Well, I've got one more fair to go. Let me check the name. Thank God it's in Lake Forest. Pitcher doesn't show up. It looks like it's OL. I'll just wait for him to come out. Well, I've got a letter here while we're waiting. Let's pull out a letter and see what we have here. And oh, here he comes now. Hello, sir. How are you? Come on in. Olin! Get out of my... Get out, Olin! Get out of my car! Dangerous out here. Olin! O-L! Well, that's what you get from Olin. Tricks. Thanks so much. And go new Chicago Bears. I'm going home. Mom! Mom!
That Olin man, a trickster.
George only had one fair left. He's going to wrap up his night, and all of a sudden,
OL.
Apparently, OL came in and scared the bejesus out of George. Good to hear George cranking that Tom Petty, JR. This is good to hear. I didn't know he was a Petty guy. It's cranking that Petty in the Uber.
Yeah, sweet sound system.
Yeah, so it's good to know. Poor George. But wow. You know what? But again, that goes to the point where someone said earlier in the show that George, he's not really a fan. Here's a guy here that's driving fans around, hearing what fans have to say in his own vehicle as an Uber driver. So I think that's really cool.
It's really cool. That's how he keeps in touch with what the people say.
See? That's a grassroots effort for him to be able to pick up not only Ryan Poles, but Bears fans in the area.
Even OL from the northern suburbs.
Yes. I mean, he couldn't see the face there, but he saw the name. Didn't pop up, and then all of a sudden, got scared.
Uh-oh.
Get out! See, he kicked Kroots out of the car.
Our guy, Curtis, he's... where it's nice and warm. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I got 3 points. I'm going to go as fast as I can here really quick. I got to push back on what you said, how warm it is. But it's not warm up here. It's minus 19.
Oh.
So, but thank God for Engine Start. You guys were on the money about that. So I do have Engine Start. So it's the best thing. It's a must-have to have up here. You got to have it up here. The second thing is that I am excited about the hire. I'm ready to put on the cheerleading outfit to get the pom-poms ready as soon as they get the coach hired and everything. And I'm going to go nuts when the draft starts because I know this good thing is going to be happening even better than before. So I'm really, really excited about that. A quick sidebar for my third point.
Would you like to approach?
Yes, please.
Brought to you by Aiken Law.
That would be 3126 million, the great Howard Aiken.
Sorry, my ball.
So you mentioned a few days ago about Meat Loaf, which was cool and everything. He's a great musician and everything. But I think you're insane as far as him being great for lovemaking. If I really put in the hood where I live, Meat Loaf in my room, I could probably imagine the women leaving. So, because I got Color Me Bad, I got Keith Sweat, I got Jodeci, I got Silk. I got all that happening, and I put on Meat Loaf. I don't think it's going to fare too well in the Jackson household. So, but I love you, Cap.
You're the man.
You're right, Curtis. You just named some panty droppers there. That's some panty droppers you just named there.
There we go. Yeah. Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, have a great day. Appreciate you, Curtis.
For lovemaking gentlemen, I cannot recommend enough Nine Inch Nails.
All right, now would you keep your beak out of the lovemaking?
I thought we were doing Mount Rushmore about lovemaking music.
You keep your beak out of the lovemaking.
Mike out on I-55.
Who calls it lovemaking?
That's what he said.
Mikey.
Yes, sir.
What's up, kid?
We're having fun here, Mike.
Not much. Trying. You guys have me just cracking up this morning. Thank you.
It's all cap.
I do medical transport. So here in Gunslinger Bob, while I'm on the Stevenson this morning, just made my morning.
Gunslinger Bob.
Is that his name now?
Yeah. The Gunslinger. So what's on your mind?
Well, I'm a realist. I'm not a pessimist. Born and raised in Chicago. I do hate to say I love the Bears, but kind of, you know, just by default. But I'm not excited. We've had so many GMs, head coaches, and, you know, the last guy said, I'm looking forward to the draft. We don't really have any picks. I don't see where we have 1 year or 2 years where we can turn anything around. We don't have any good receivers. So how are we going to build around Justin Fields or give the kid a shot?
Well, Mike, I mean, that's just a process, right? We know that the Bears have a second-round pick, a third one, two fifth-round picks, and a sixth-round pick. The Bears have to get themselves in the first round. If I am polls, at least I try to get into the first round, if I could. But, you know, here's the thing. The 25 unrestricted free agents, they have 30 overall, 25 unrestricted. They have $34 million in cap space. You've got to address the offensive line. You've got to be able to address wide receiver because that has to be something for Justin Fields right away. And you got to look in the draft and try to figure out what's new on defense. Like, one thing for sure, Khalil Mack's not going to be around forever. And the same thing with some of the other impactful guys on defense. So that's all very important.
Mike, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good day, all right?
You guys are great, man. Take care.
Thank you. Just so people understand, out of the last six drafts that our new GM was a part of running, Ryan Poles, they did not have a first-round pick in four of those six. So while we lamented Ryan Pace trading draft capital, this guy does the same thing. The Rams, they're still playing. I don't think they've had a number one pick in 5 years.
And in some ways, if the Bears don't get a first-round pick, their first-round pick is Justin Fields.
Correct.
Ultimately.
Correct. Like if I said to you, I'll give you back the seventh pick. I think that's what we gave up, seven or eight.
Right.
I'll give you that pick back. You lose Justin Fields. You doing it?
No.
Same here.
I don't need Newsom as bad as I need Justin Fields.
Right. Newsom would have been a corner last year that they would have been able to take. An early edition of Shot or No Shot. More of your calls coming up in 2 minutes.
Take that.